Gentlemen, good day and welcome to Honasa Consumer Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Gupta from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 4Q FY26 earnings conference call of Honasa Consumer Limited. Today, on call, we have Mr. Varun Alagh, Co-founder, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Ghazal Alagh, Co-founder and Chief Innovation Officer, and Mr. Ramanpreet Sohi, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand over the call to Mr. Varun for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the quarterly results call for Honasa Consumer for Q4 and FY26. I'm here joined with Ghazal, Raman, and our team. We're going to start by just quickly taking you through the presentation that we've also uploaded along with the results, and then open the house for questions that you have for us. Starting with the presentation, the first section, as we always have been covering in our previous calls, is the future of Indian beauty and personal care space. And today, the insight that we're talking about is the inside-out beauty. We believe there is a new trend that has been actively shaping both globally and in India, where consumers are looking for comprehensive solutions to their beauty problems, be it problems like hair fall, acne, etc. And to address these problems, apart from topical solutions, ingestible vitamins and supplements, which aid in correcting some of these problems at the core, is something that consumers have been seeking as a stronger solution to some of these problems. We are seeing this shape really well in India. We are watching this space, and we would also like to participate in this space over time. But that's an interesting insight that we wanted to present to you. Coming on to the financial snapshot, the update on Q4 and full year for the business, I'm delighted to inform that Q4 FY26 has been a great quarter. I would say another great quarter because this is the third consecutive quarter of 20% plus growth for the company. We've delivered 28% YoY growth with EBITDA scaling almost two and a half times over last year's same quarter. Overall, 682 crores in quarterly revenue, 71.4% gross margin, which has expanded by 70 basis points YoY. EBITDA at 77 crores, which is 11.3%. PAT at 69 crores, which is 10.2%. Underlying volume growth has been strong, so this growth has actually been driven by volume and not just price. And we continue to be negative working capital. Just to call out, this growth includes a recent acquisition of BTM Ventures as well. And this is a like-for-like growth. The reported growth, of course, contains the Flipkart adjustment that we have been talking about over the last few quarters, where revenue recognition gets impacted, but not the bottom line. And we have shared those numbers as well. So if you correct for the basis, actually the growth remains same. But because just the base gets changed and the delivery gets changed, but the base doesn't, the reported growth looks relatively lower. That is the like-for-like growth for the business is at 28%. We are also delighted to inform that this is the first main year for the company where the board has decided to reward shareholders with a dividend, right, of rupees 3 per equity share. This is about 50% of the PAT that the company has generated for the full year, which is in excess of 200 crores. Right? The total cash payout will be about 98 crores as a part of this dividend. And this just signals strength in our belief, right, on the ongoing cash generation capability of the company, and in even after deploying what we feel are relevant opportunities in inorganic, right, given we are a negative working capital company, we will continue to generate excess cash, and we would like to reward shareholders by distributing in form of dividends. Coming to the core business highlights, and I'm again elated to inform that, you know, the focus categories that we have chosen to double down on continue to actually drive growth for the company. They have grown by 35% YoY. Contribution of focus categories has increased 500 basis points in 1 year, and all the channels are growing strongly in our focus categories, right? So this strategy clearly has paid off. And, I'm also delighted to tell you that Mamaearth continues to become stronger in terms of the consumer love it's getting, which is visible in the growth as well. The brand has grown at mid-teens this quarter. And, the brand health is at multi-quarter high. The value market share across the core categories and SAH has gone consistently up. And even in terms of brand power index, which is measured through Kantar, over the last 3 years, it's actually consistently gone up. And the hero product strategy has been working for us, where our hero products are actually growing 2x faster than the brand. And, pointing to all our inputs coming together to fundamentally shape a better trajectory for the brand that we are far more confident of in the future as well. Younger brands, of course, continue to dominate growth, right, growing at almost 40%. And with now the inclusion of Regina and Men as well, which we've acquired. And, all the brands with strong focus on product superiority, innovation, and sharp consumer cohorts and targeting have shown very strong results. And we continue to back them to help us win in the focus categories that we have defined. Dabur, of course, has been a continuous star performer for us. Right? It has delivered strong growth again, maintaining double-digit EBITDA. The face cleanser business has almost doubled for the brand in terms of growth. And, it's also now visible in GT market shares in Nielsen, almost 1% market share for Dermoco face washes is visible now. And we've been consistently working on formulations where all the core formulations are winning in blind tests for us. And hero product contribution is already more than 50% of the brand and continues to grow. So all in all, a pretty phenomenal performance on Dermoco as well. And it's its first quarter of consolidation. Reginald, the brand that we acquired, we've actually been able to integrate it fairly well and continue the strong momentum on the brand. And the brand has actually grown by 100% plus and doubled its revenue YoY. It has also crossed 100 crore ARR mark, and, becoming the sixth brand in Honasa's portfolio to do so. And then Honasa now has more than six brands with 100 plus crore ARR trajectories. And, we've also been able to unlock newer geographies like Maharashtra. We are strengthening the brand across other commerce channels, and we are doubling down on aspirational content for the brand business. Looking back at overall FY26, and this is a year where we have delivered 20% YoY growth. And, this was our internal agenda, and the team has come together and has been able to deliver it. And this is the year where we have tripled our EBITDAs, taking the full year EBITDA to about 9.3% EBITDA margin, keeping in line with the promise that we will continue to improve our EBITDAs by the tune of about 100 basis points every year. Our gross profit margins continues to be healthy for the overall year. Our growth has been volume driven, which is reflected in our UVG, and we've delivered 200 crore PAT for the full year this year. All of this is basically combination of the fundamental levers that we have talked about in the past as well. Focus category strategy, focus on product superiority in all our core partitions, and focusing on hero product scaling, especially in focused brands where GT and MT is core sort of the channel. Sharpening our content engine to generate a much more diverse, wider, as well as Gen Z relevant content. A much more stabilized offline system. All the hard work that the team has done and the pain that sort of we've gone through in this transition is paying off now with a very strong and satisfied distribution ecosystem in the top 100 cities. Our direct distributors stocks are also optimized at between 25-30 days. This distribution system is helping us drive our other brands like Derma Co. also in GT. Of course, our core DNA of being more innovative in all that we do across categories continues to drive this agenda and continues to drive our brands to be more relevant to our consumers. These six pillars have been core to how we have been able to deliver better than planned outcome for ourselves. In line with our confidence as well as our confidence in our ability to take share and craft brands, we've also been strengthening the talent within the organization. For us to be able to focus on and build more businesses in the decade to come. We've recently made a few new appointments, which include Sahil, who's been CEO at multiple cosmetic and makeup companies. Dheeraj, who's been a founder of a nutraceuticals brand. Madhur, who's worked across new age companies to build businesses and shape younger businesses. We welcome them to the team, and we will work with them on shaping the next horizon of the business for Honasa as well. We continue to contribute to our communities as our brands scale up with the initiatives that each brand have. Apart from what our brands do, which is outside the domain of our CSR, all of these actually contributions are part of our marketing spends. Our CSR agenda has also continued to shape strongly. Our focus has been on clean air, urban greenery, and education for tomorrow. We're continuously focusing on shaping initiatives in the communities where we operate around these three focus areas. With that, I would like to thank you for listening in on the update that we had to share. Would love to answer the questions that you have for us.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Vivek from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Hi, Varun and team. I hope I'm audible well. My first question is on the Mamaearth brand. So this happened this quarter. If I look into FY 2027 and medium term.
I'm sorry, you're sounding muffled.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sorry. Just to repeat, Varun, Mamaearth brand, the recent quarter has done well. FY 2027 and medium term, given the size of the brand as well as, you know, the penetration-led opportunity in the offline side, how do you think about this brand, you know, growing into the next year as well as from a three-year perspective?
Hi, Vivek. Thanks for asking that question. So we're fairly confident of delivering a double-digit CAGR on the brand from the next 5 years perspective. We see a lot of share gain opportunity across the focus categories that the brand has in face wash, shampoo, and other categories which are of interest to us on the brand, and we are investing in them. Right? We also see distribution gain opportunities given the brand is only in 200,000 outlets and potentially can get to 500,000 outlets over the next 3 to 5 years. And I think combination of those two makes us fairly feel confident that over the next 5 years, the brand should continue to grow at a double-digit CAGR.
Okay, got it. That's very interesting. The second on the focus.
I'm sorry, sounding muffled again.
I'm
Can
sorry.
You repeat the question, please?
Is it better now? Sorry.
Yes. Please repeat your question.
Apologies for this. So, Varun, the second question is on the focus categories. You know, you have had, you know, highlighted these six or seven categories that you will go after, and then, you know, then you entered into men's category as well as you have spoken about nutraceuticals. Do you think that, you know, again, these two initiatives will, you know, create a bit of a complexity, or the organization is robust enough to handle, you know, beyond what you have already articulated as the focus parts of the portfolio?
I think I'd say two things. Firstly, the men's skincare is a proposition. And the categories continue to be skincare, face wash, and, which are the core categories that are focused for us, and, led by sunscreens in retinol specifically. And so it's the same category, for example, sunscreen. And, but now we have another way to capture some of that TAM, which men are looking for within that same category. So I would see like this. To answer the second question, honestly, I think, you know, I would like to state, and probably I'll take a minute to answer that question. I think you will need to understand that philosophically, we're a team and I'm a person who believes in keeping my goals and dreams on the tops and changing the circumstances and constraints to achieve those goals. And, I heard this very young in my career from a leader called Miles Babu Hilton, who is a blind man of 70 years and has run marathons across deserts and has not let his blindness come in his way of achieving the dreams that he had set for himself. And the one thing that he stated in that conference 15 years ago was the fact that the only limits that exist for us are the ones that we choose to accept. And I think I was fairly moved by that. And that has been, you know, my operating philosophy. And hence, if I believe there is a dream that we have as an organization, there's an opportunity that we want to go after as an organization, and, we would want to put that upfront, and we would want to shape our organization to go after those opportunities, right? And which is why, if there are right manpower, right talent, which is required to go after some of these new categories, I would rather build that out. If there is, probably worry of profitability coming in the way, then I would want to build all of those profitably very early on itself. But I would want to make sure that the opportunities that we see and that we believe we can capture, we would want to continue to go after them. And we are building a robust organization and the right kind of playbooks to ensure we are able to execute on the same.
Got it, and genuinely like the growth mindset. The last question is, and apologies if it's direct or unfair question, but I mean, over the quarters that I have seen your commentary and the presentation drift for TDC versus Aqualogica, I mean, this is my feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong or if you want to add anything, but it looks like TDC has actually performed far better than probably what you would have thought, and Aqualogica has been a bit under. One, is that observation correct? And if yes or no, can you give your reasons and some backdrop to especially the Aqualogica brand?
So Vivek, I think on TDC specifically, and that's the second brand that we started after Mamaearth. And that is the brand where we want to take it to 1,000 crores and become probably the only company in the last couple of decades who has crafted 2,000 crore plus brands in this country, right, from scratch. And hence, we have been actively sharing a lot more detailed progress on Derma Co. as a brand. It is also, of course, benefited from being in the active segments that we recognized at the right time, whereby by executing it right and by finding the right kind of fundamentals, whatever we had learned on Mamaearth, executing that, we've actually been able to scale that brand very strongly, which is why we specifically double down and talk about that, because that's where we want to show our replicability of our playbooks and our ability to build another 1,000 crore brand. Rest all the brands are actually much younger. Aqualogica is 2 years later than Derma Co., actually 2.5 in terms of its birth year and month. And hence, they are actually years apart in terms of their progression as well. So on the rest of the brands, we provide a combined view. Each of the brands have their own trajectories. Every year, we have new learnings around how to make them sharper. And the overall strategy of the company has been to have horses for courses, different brands which have and stand for different kind of sharp propositions. And depending upon how consumer sentiments change, either it's naturals or it's towards pop hydration or it's towards actives, we will change our investment gears and make sure we are able to leverage on those consumer sentiments using the right brand chassis. If it is right now a strong tailwind on actives, we are doubling out on Derma Co. and sort of getting a strong share with that. As and when Aqualogica becomes also then material enough and we would want to share more around that, we will keep bringing those updates to you as well.
Vivek, does that answer your question? Since there is no response, we'll move on to the next question. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi team, good evening. I have only one small clarification, which is essentially in the overall growth, which has been obviously top of the line and very, very impressive. How much is the growth driven by the core businesses and the newer, let's say, SKUs or products which you have launched? Let's say, put it this way, right? So let's say, how much of the growth is driven by the products which you have launched in the last 1 year versus which existed previously? Thank you.
So if we look at just the products launched in last 1 year, Manoj, that growth would be to the tune of about 7%-8%. I mean, now we've also started to look at our innovations more from a three-year horizon than one-year horizon because it's unfair to see and leave innovations in just 1 year.
because most of the innovations that we are sort of focusing on, especially since last 1 year, are innovations where we want to enter a certain partition and actually structurally take share over time in that partition. I think, and we could probably, from next time, share a little slightly medium-term number around innovation trend line as well. Just from the calendar year perspective, that will be the.
Sure. No, that's loud and clear. Secondly, Varun, just about Reginald Men, whatever you can talk in a public platform about, let's say it's been a few months, maybe 5 months now, right, already. Let's say, what's your initial take and where do you think the brand could be? Not necessarily numbers, right, and what are the qualitative aspects? The reason I'm asking because just as a consumer, when I was searching to buy the brand, for example, I couldn't find the brand, let's say, in a platform like Nykaa. So there is a common observation that probably there are a lot of low-hanging fruits, to be executed here. So just a bit on Reginald Men and your medium-term aspirations in the brand. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Honestly, I agree with your observation that we know that the brand has multiple axes to actually grow on, which is what we feel made us sort of attracted towards the brand itself. One axis of growth is distribution, which, like you rightly pointed out, and we also mentioned, we are just about further extending distributions on the brand this quarter. Probably by next time when we meet, you will be able to find the brand on the platforms that you're looking for. We have done all of that basic work, and now it's just about POs and replication and then scale-up of that distribution, right? That is one axis on which we see the brand growing. The second axis of brand growth is just category expansion. It was largely a sunscreen brand, 98% when we bought it, and we are further unlocking newer categories based on our R&D and formulation as well as consumer insight understanding. So we see categories like face washes, right, serums to also become categories of future for the brand. So that's the other axis on which the brand will grow. And the third axis is the geography axis. The brand, like we mentioned, was largely a South India-focused brand, and now slowly we are coming up on that map with opening up of Maharashtra and then focusing on other states in future. So feeling pretty confident that with those three axes and potentials of growth, the brand should continue to grow well over the next 3 to 5 years for sure.
Thank you. And one last thing, if I may. I know it's very granular, but still, let me attempt. So the growth in Mamaearth is very impressive in teens. Is online also growing very well, or is it largely heavy lifting done by offline?
Yes, online
growth
is also double-digit growth.
Oh, super. Thank you. Thank you, and good luck.
So Mamaearth online also is double-digit growth.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Umang Shah from Banyan Tree Advisors PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just had one observation. Our advertising expenses have grown at 6% odd for the full year, while other expenses actually declined. Just wanted to understand what led to the two, and going forward, how do we balance between margins and sales growth? Just had wanted to understand in terms of reinvesting in the brand or in terms of expanding distribution. Thank you.
In general, advertising as a value spend is something that we've talked about will go up. But as percentage, it comes down, and hence that's the A&P leverage that we see getting generated in the business. And we've seen that unlocking value for us and EBITDA for us last year as well. There are three key sort of, buckets for us, right, from a leverage generation perspective. And one are channel spends and performance spends, second are brand spends, and third is our OpEx spends. And combination of leverage from these three is what will help us generate that 100 basis points improvement in EBITDA profile that we have talked about, from a year-on-year over the next 5 years perspective. Our internal plan is to make sure, even from here, in 5 years, we are able to improve 500 basis points on our bottom line. The combination of these three levers will help us do that. The weightage between those might vary between years. Some year we might focus on channel spend, some year on brand spend, some year on OpEx, to get to that expansion. But we are fairly confident of delivering our high teens CAGR over the next 5 years that we've talked about, along with this 500 basis points EBITDA expansion in sync.
Great, sir. And sir, any reason for decline in the other expenses for full year and for Q4?
Yeah, hi, Raman this side. So I think, when you look at Q4 and of course even year on year, there is what we mentioned during the initial part of our conversation and presentation is the, it's not like for like because the reported numbers are taking the impact of Flipkart settlement and the GT charges that, have reduced our realization and also the expenses or the distribution expenses that they used to charge us have also gone out of our P&L. So the other expenses that you see around 15% for Q4 are actually around 18%. And last year was about 22% same quarter. So the 300-400 basis reduction is largely due to the leverage or the scale benefit that we're seeing. But apart from that, it's not like for like.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question and congrats for good recovery. My first question is around like how are you placed with the inflation and thoughts around price hikes?
Could you repeat that question? Thoughts around? Did not understand the last part of that question.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you better now.
Yeah. So I was asking how are we placed with inflation and plans for price hikes?
So we did foresee the crude impact and the war scenario to impact some of the PM and RM prices for our portfolio. And in line with that, we have already executed some calibrated price increases in line with where we've also seen competition taking the price increase the same and our RPI is still remaining fairly competitive at the premium that we want to maintain. And those have already been sort of executed as we speak in Q1. And so we don't impact at least at this point of time with where crude is at this point of time. We don't expect any further price increases. But what we have already done should take care of the COGS inflation that is coming in.
Yeah, thanks for the answer. Would you be able to quantify the quantum of price hike?
Not really.
Sure, no problem. And with respect to actives, just wanted to check how we are placed compared to a bigger competition like HUL, so which is placing minimalist aggressively in the offline channel.
I would just say that Dermaco continues to be grow really fast. In our view, it's a larger brand. And in fact, even according to Euromonitor data, it is the largest actives brand in the country. And even according to Nielsen, Dermaco shares are the highest amongst any other active brand in the country. So I think we're well positioned.
And how is the ARR now for the TDC brand?
Yeah, we last we disclosed it was at 750 crores plus. It continues to grow on from there.
Okay, thank you. And the last question pertains to like I just wanted to have a sense on like how big is the GT sort of a revenue for us for FY26, and any thoughts around like how we want to grow this channel, because lots of action we have taken and it has started sort of helping us grow faster. So that's the last question.
Yeah, so this channel continues to be one of our fastest growing channels now. And fundamental inputs, including right manpower, right distribution partners, covering the right kind of stores, tracking execution at store level, and ensuring quality of distribution and automatic ordering sort of systems, and high visibility on distribution management systems. So combination of all of those levers is what we have deployed, which makes us feel confident and that we'll continue to win in the current outlets that we are present in, and also continue to add newer outlets, which has been our active agenda.
Sure, thank you. Thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mehul Desai from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know the like-for-like growth if you remove Reginald from sales as well as EBITDA. I mean, how would the core business growth look on that, on sales and EBITDA for the quarter?
So from growth perspective, 21% will be the like-for-like growth. And from our EBITDA perspective, the impact will be just about 30 basis points. Rest all EBITDA is of the core business.
Okay. And this 21%, you are removing the Flipkart impact also, right?
No, Flipkart impact will need to be further removed, which is why I mentioned it's like-to-like.
Okay.
If you remove Flipkart impact, then it's not like for like.
Oh, okay. When you say this 40% growth for your younger brand, obviously this includes Reginald also. Excluding Reginald also, I think newer brands would have seen an acceleration, the younger brands in this quarter.
Yes, they are at 28% plus.
28% plus. And lastly, while you did allude to Mama's growth for the quarter, can you give some flavor on what was the Mama's growth for the full year, FY26?
So for the full year also, it's in double-digit range.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. That's all from me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our next question from the line of Yogita from Aditya Birla Capital. Please go ahead. Yogita, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on the good set of numbers.
Can you use your handset mode, please? Yogita, please use your handset mode. Your audio is not clear.
Audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. So can you give some strategy, your strategy on driving premiumization in skincare and haircare, and how are we expecting this to impact growth and margins going forward?
So honestly, our underlying hypothesis around all our brands has been premiumization. We We exist because we felt that the emerging middle class of the country was not being served with differentiated, more aspirational brand propositions, you know, which makes them feel like they're moving forward in life and upward in life. And, hence, all the business that we have built and has been by tapping on the premiumization trend. And we expect this premiumization trend to continue for decades to come.
Okay, understood. Another question, can you give some color on, you know, margin performance across a few brands, core brands, Mamaearth, Damaco and others, like the performance in FY26 and maybe some guidance for FY27?
So from a margin standpoint, Mamaearth and Damaco both are double-digit EBITDA positive now. We foresee them to continue improving their margin trajectory in future as they have done in the past, right, along with growth. And from a forward-looking outcome, we, like we said, I mean, from the next 5 years perspective, the company plans to grow at high teens, CAGR. There would be years where we do a few points better than that and years where we'll do a few points lower, but overall we'll grow at a high teen CAGR from a next 5 years perspective. Effort would be to, of course, even do better than that. And from a EBITDA profile perspective, over the next 5 years, we want to get 500 basis points better. And, again, there might be years where we'll do better than that in terms of the 100 basis points per year. Depending upon the strategy that we take, like last year was a strategy where we delivered higher than that sort of in a benchmark. Right? But overall, the plan will be over 5 years, increasing at least 500 basis points in what time.
Okay, got it. Just one more question. The young brands and focus categories, how we have seen the growth for this year and quarter. So do we expect to, should we expect it to continue driving at similar levels in FY27?
We expect the young brands to continue to grow strongly and drive growth for the company in the next year as well. And, the levels, etc., you know, will keep changing. Like I said, we are more aligned to the broader goals and numbers that we talked about. But yes, the some of young brands will continue to drive stronger growth for the company and drive growth for the business.
And about focus categories?
Again, yes, focus categories are getting more than 90% of our investment and focus, and hence we expect them to continue to be growth drivers for the organization.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Ladhat from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you so much for asking those questions. It was a pleasure speaking to all of you. We will see you in the next quarter with hopefully even better set of results. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.